Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning and welcome to Get Healthy Now with Denise Thompson, founder of Michael Knight, where health and wellness are one. I'm an educator, speaker, author, fitness trainer, and passionate about healthy living. I'm going to tell you right now that at the end of this session, I'm going to give you a gift that you can download. And so I just want to make you aware of that for right now. You know that my topics every week is another one, and everything is related with Get Healthy Now. And what I do is just kind of throw some thoughts out there for people to think, for people who want to get healthy, happy, and balanced, and live such a life that they have some ideas to ponder, to think where they can improve. And if you have any questions, you can either ask me, or the better way is to go talk to your doctor about it, depending on what it is. So anyway, for today, our topic is sleep. What exactly is sleep, and what is its definition? And I found a pretty long and extensive definition at the Wikipedia, but I'm going to give you the shorter version of it. It says, sleep is a naturally reoccurring state of mind characterized by altered consciousness, relatively inhibited sensory activity, inhibition of nearly all voluntary muscles, and reduced interactions with surroundings. It is distinguished from wakefulness by a decreased ability to react to stimuli, but is more easily reversed than the state of hibernation or of being comatose. Well, we know that people usually don't go into hibernation, but bears definitely do. And during that time, they are in a very, very deep sleep, so they won't go hungry during the winter and freeze. And comatose, we know where that comes from. People who had a really bad accident or something that just got them into that deep state where they don't react to anything. But the latest that I've heard is they can still hear what's going on. They just cannot respond. All right. Sleep is actually associated with a state of muscle relaxation and reduced perception of environmental stimuli. So that again means to me, and I hope to you too, being totally relaxed, letting, kind of tuning out everything around us and just going deep inside of us and relaxing body, mind, and soul so we can be whole. How much sleep do we need to feel good the next morning? Well, that is actually a debatable question because it depends on age and condition. But for those things, I have some general rules. And I was actually very interested in those when it said newborns 0 to 3 months need 14 to 17 hours of sleep. Well, looking back at it, it actually makes sense because what do newborns do? They eat, drink, they wet their diapers, and they sleep. So, of course, they're asleep most of the time, 14 to 17 hours a day. Infants, however, ages 4 months to 11 months, need only 12 to 15 hours of sleep, which means 2 hours less already. And that makes sense again when you look back at 4 to 11 months. These infants are being a little bit more active, so they have more things to keep them busy, and they don't want to sleep all the time. They're on their road to discovery. Toddlers 1 to 2 years old need 11 to 14 hours. Preschoolers 3 to 5 years old, 10 to 13 hours. School-age children, 6 to 13, need 9 to 11 hours. Teenagers, 4 to 17, need 8 to 10 hours. Young adults, 18 to 25 years And adults 26 to 64 need 7 to 9, and older adults 65 and over 7 to 8. This brings me back to my childhood when I went to first and second grade in Switzerland. We had a long lunch break during that time, usually from 11 to 2, so it's 3 hours. So we all walked home, had our lunch, and then we went back to school in the afternoon. For me, that was when the lunch was ready, immediately when I got home, I got to eat first, and then my mom made me take a half an hour to an hour nap. Or if the food wasn't ready, she says, okay, go take your nap first, and then get up and we'll eat, and then you can go back to school. And I didn't even think about that too much, but that's because during that time, I needed 9 to 11 hours of sleep. And the only way I got that is by adding that extra hour during the day. Why is sleep so important in our lives? Approximately 60% of our waste products are produced to be eliminated during the night, during the relaxation period, and the peristaltic can work more efficiently during that time, so it gets it ready. And normally, first thing in the morning when we get up, we can actually eliminate everything that needs to go. A lack of sleep slows down the healing process, slows down the motor skills. Sometimes you can even see tremors from lack of sleep, or in the reversed, too much caffeine to stay awake. Newborns, infants, toddlers, children, and young adults grow during the relaxation state, during their sleep. Our health depends on deep, good sleep. Now, I'm going to wonder, why does good sleep improve our health? What are the benefits of a good sleep? And it's the body and the mind have time to relax and restore themselves. When the body is sick and it gets good, deep, and enough sleep, it recovers faster under normal circumstances. Also, the brain rejuvenates itself overnight, so it's fresh again for the next day. It stores the information where it belongs, either in the long-term memory or in the short-term memory. Do you remember when you had to memorize poems at school? When were you able to memorize them better? When you were healthy and you slept well, or when you had a restless night, or when you were sick? Well, for me, that's a no-brainer. I always functioned much better when I was healthy. Sorry, just had to take a drink of water. Okay, now the next question I'm going to ask you. Where do you sleep the best? I know of many people who cannot sleep in a different bed than their own. How is this for you? Can you sleep just about anywhere? Do you have some must-haves to sleep well, such as special blanket, depending on the age or whatever, special pillow, sheets, duvet? Is it easy for you to adjust to a different room, bed, layout, smell, area? Well, you can ask yourself that question and answer it for yourself. And if you want to share it with me, I'd be happy to listen. But for me, I, for one, prefer sleeping in my own bed, as I have a special mattress for my back, a special pillow for my neck. And when I go home to Switzerland, I have to pack my pillow, at least a pillow, so I can sleep for a few hours. Another one is also the sheets. I cannot sleep in polyester because I'm allergic to it. So I love my bamboo or my cotton sheets. If where I go, they have different types of sheets, that affects my sleep pattern also. Now, who decides on whether we sleep well or not? I found that as a young child, it's usually the parent or the parents who decide whether or not the child had a good night according to how many times the parent had to get up to comfort the child, or or put the child on the toilet or change the diapers or whatever there is, or if the child is sick and starts having a fever, that of course affects the parent. As an adult, however, we usually know how we feel in the morning, whether or not we are getting out of bed with the left foot or the wrong foot. We have learned over the years to decide our sleep pattern that works best for us. For as long as we stick to it, we usually sleep well unless we are sick or overwhelmed. That is why we do need to relax deeply. What are some things that help you fall asleep faster, deeper, and longer? Is it music, any kind of mellow, a movie, reading a book, songs, or someone reading to you, or drinking warm milk with honey before you're going to bed? But is this before or after brushing your teeth? I'm sure you know that trick question. It's definitely before you brush your teeth. Or you can take a hot bath, that could relax too. As you can see, we touched only a small amount on sleep thought. I am convinced that you realize that it belongs to the subject, Get Healthy Now. People who do not sleep enough have big rings, circles around their eyes, can't focus, wear their feelings on their fingertips, have no patience, no tolerance, show lack of respect, all things we do need to make it through the day, and even more so to set a precedence for our children. Good, deep, and enough sleep helps us tremendously to achieve what we need to. And it also helps us to say one of my newly acquired statements, today is the best day of my life again. So the today and the again are very important to me because every day is the best day of my life again, since I can kind of program my days and figure out what I want to do. I can kind of program my mind and make sure I have a positive attitude. To conclude, I would like you to answer the above questions for yourself and see how you can better your night sleep or day sleep when you work a night shift. You might even want to keep record of the hours you sleep and how you feel the next day when you get up. Of course, sleep is only one of the many points that belong to a healthy and balanced lifestyle, though it is a very important point. I promised you at the very beginning a gift, so you can go to thomson.enagicweb.com. That's thomson.enagicweb.com, and download that free booklet. There are lots of ideas about a healthy living style, and I would love to share that with you. My contact information is www.miklknight.com. That's MICLKNIGHT. com, or dythomson, thomson, at miklknight.com, miklknight.com. The phone number is 562-335-4956. And I say for right now, until next week, stay healthy and be empowered.